After 5 months and 7 days of repairs, the Queen gave the order to embark. The huge raft of wood and iron swung wearily towards the boundless ocean. Since seafaring tradition ordained that they should voyage in a state of extreme deprivation, they left all that they possessed behind them in the sand. They cast off their past with neither anger nor regret. The 14th day of the tempest hurled them against an abandoned oil rig. We all know of the murderous violence of those distant waters. We cannot contest the likelihood of their rapid demise. We should remind ourselves, however, that suffering is no ordinary matter, even though we may always relive such moments again in our minds. At that time, I represented the syndicate who would occasionally send me to mediate on their behalf in distant disputes. My chosen career wasn't especially interesting, but having no sense of dignity whatsoever, I was quite insensitive to any criticism on that score. It was a Friday, and in the absence of any activity at the tribunal, I went for a walk along the deserted beach, treading the sand that they had trodden before me. The icy wind sweeping down from the mountains continued to torment the few fragments of magnetic tape still entangled